From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says he will not allow NATO to carry out any more airstrikes targeting houses where militants are thought to be hiding. Karzai says such attacks have caused too many civilian casualties.
The Afghan people can no longer tolerate these attacks on their homes.
Karzai's statement comes after a recent NATO airstrike inadvertently killed a group of women and children. NATO insists that all of its airstrikes, including those on houses, are coordinated with Afghan authorities. The House is expected to vote today on legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the bill is likely to be defeated.
Every Republican and some House Democrats are expected to vote against the bill. It raises the nation's debt ceiling by nearly $2.5 trillion. The legislation contains no spending cuts, something House Republicans are hoping to show is a non-starter. House Speaker John Boehner insists any increase in the borrowing limit must be tied to cuts in government spending. Vice President Biden is meeting this week with lawmakers from both parties to try to identify where cuts can be made. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The rising waters of the Missouri River are bearing down on the Dakotas, and residents of the town of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, are being told to be ready to evacuate their homes on Thursday, possibly for weeks. Resident Rick Collins tells KCAU-TV he's worried.
You feel like you're being invaded or violated, or, you know, I mean, it's a very unsettling feeling.
Flooding in eastern Montana has disrupted emergency phone service, and more rain and snow are expected there this week. Courts in two states are set today to consider the pending merger of coal mine owners Massey Energy and Alpha Natural Resources. NPR's Howard Berkus reports some Massey shareholders want the courts to block the merger.
One of the shareholders' lawsuits is before the West Virginia Supreme Court, which has been asked to issue a preliminary injunction blocking the sale of Massey Energy to Alpha Natural Resources in a deal valued at more than $7 billion. Several large institutional Massey shareholders argue the sale of the company is designed to relieve Massey executives and board members of liability for failure to operate the company safely. Massey owns the Upper Big Branch coal mine, where 29 mine workers died in a massive explosion last year. The West Virginia court is also considering a joint request from NPR and the Charleston Gazette to unseal documents in the case. A judge in Delaware is considering an injunction sought by another group of shareholders. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A widely watched index of home prices in the nation's major cities comes out later this morning, and it's expected to show that prices of existing homes fell in March to the lowest level in 2 years. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index declined for the seventh month in a row in February. This is NPR News from Washington. E. coli contamination in Germany is being blamed for at least 14 deaths, and more than 1,000 others there have been sickened so far. Cases are also being reported in Britain, Denmark, the Netherlands, and in Sweden. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that tainted cucumbers from Spain are being blamed, but Spain is disputing that.
Belgium is banning cucumber imports from two regions in Spain. Russia's blocking all vegetables from Spain and Germany. Spain is outraged at being blamed as the source of the deadly outbreak of E. coli and may seek compensation from the EU. Even 2 weeks since the first cases appeared, German food safety official Dietrich Gut acknowledged at a meeting of EU ministers that while the bacterium has been found in Germany on vegetables coming from Spain, no one knows its origin.
Our authorities are trying to find the real source, but it's not yet clear.
And in the meantime, many stores throughout the EU and even further afield are clearing out Spanish produce. The Netherlands and Germany say their vegetable sales, too, have collapsed. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Fire crews are battling a number of wildfires burning across the state of Texas. One blaze that's now contained destroyed at least a dozen homes near the city of Amarillo. Texas Forest Service spokeswoman April Phillips says since the start of the wildfire season last fall, blazes have charred a vast area of the state.
We have lost over 2,790,000 acres. We've lost 460 homes. However, 13,300 homes have been saved.
Phillips says winds gusting to up to 50 miles an hour today are expected to fan the flames of some of the fires still burning in Texas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.